Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty, and I'm happy to report that your waiting is over, because it's time for another Rockcast.
Oh, no!
And I'll be honest, it's going to be hard to top the last show, because I'll tell you, it was just jam-packed full of awesome stuff.
Name one thing!
I mean, I read some great top tens, I answered some of your emails, and I even told you some stories about things that had happened in my career.
Everything was gay.
And, of course, I started the new contest, the Battle of the Bands.
Ugh!
Yes, against my better judgment, I have asked you, the listeners, to send me your songs. And I had no idea if this was going to work or not, but I think it went pretty well.
I thought it was terrible.
Not to mention, I continue to get submissions from you guys on the daily. So I'm thinking, what the hell? Let's do it again.
And maybe, just maybe, we've hit the bottom of the barrel.
Now, just to bring everyone up to speed, here's how it works. I will play a little bit from each person's song, and then I will make some comments and try not to be overly critical or too much of a smartass.
Yeah, well, good luck.
However, keep in mind, I am a trained professional, and anything I say is only meant to be constructive, and I'm just trying to help. However, at any point, if I see the opportunity to get a cheap laugh, I will not hesitate to do so.
You jerk.
But just keep in mind, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, right.
But let's get it going with the first entry, which was sent in by Steve Ellison in Reno. He wrote the music for this tune, and it's called Highway of Life.
Now I put you in your place. Tears are streaming. Tonight, there was something we couldn't deny, and I knew it would make you cry, but it had to be said, and something was taking over. I said, you tell all your friends we're through, beating ourselves black and blue, so I'm saying we're done now, driving down the
Once again, that's Steve Ellison, and Steve says that the name of his band is All for Nothing, which is kind of the way I feel sometimes about this podcast.
Go!
But cool song, Steve. Well done.
Fabulous!
Next up is a song from my evil twin, Michael in Ohio. And Michael's one of these guys that's been doing this for a long time, and I think he's in about four or five bands right now. But he tells me this was recorded back in 1992 by his band back then, Are You Deadly? And it's called Fortune Teller. Check it out. Yeah, Michael, bring in the metal.
Yeah!
And say what you want, but that song has a memorable, catchy hook on the chorus.
Yeah.
very cool, Michael. But up next is young author, musician, and Rockcast Hall of Fame listener, Stephen Hines. And Mr. Hines has sent a song from his one-man band, Shines, and it's called Kat Von D is Stalking Me. In case you don't know who Kat Von D is, she's this tattoo artist, and depending on your taste in women, a lot of guys find her very attractive.
Hot. Hot.
So I'm guessing if she was stalking you, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Definitely not.
But regardless, cool tune, Steven. I like the chunky bass tone and nice use of the sound bites.
Say what?
Yeah, you know me. I personally don't like sound clips, but hey, if it works, it works.
The hypocrisy.
Next is a song sent in by Brian from Myrtle Beach. He said he's been listening to my show since the very beginning, and he wanted to throw me a song for the Battle of the Bands. Brian wrote this song, and he got a few guys to help him record it, and the name of the project is Giggle Snort Motel. And Brian describes their sound as Yanni and John Tesh walking down an alleyway. I kidnapped them, tied them up, and beat the living crap out of them.
Nice.
Brian also went on to say that actually it sounds nothing like that, but what a great idea anyway. And if you see that on the news, then it was most definitely me.
What a great guy.
Well, yeah, Brian, I'd love to see that. And I'd also like to hear your song. So here we go. It's called Ninjas at the Drive-Thru. Yeah, Brian, that's a really good song. Kind of quirky, but I like quirky. Kind of reminds me of Butch Walker or Marvelous 3 or something like that, and I like it. Good job, Brian. The next song was sent in by Christian in Germany, and this was recorded by his band One Reason to Be, and the name of the song is Reach Me. Well, Christian, I'd have to say nice bass tone, good guitar sound, well recorded. Okay, Christian, I'm hearing a telephone thing going on there. Has somebody been listening to Where Are You Now by Galactic Cowboys?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, good job, man.
You're way off.
And the final song I'm going to play was sent in by Jimmy G in Chicago, not to be confused with Jimmy the Freak.
Please tell me what the difference is.
Jimmy the Freak is the guy who sent in the great list of bands that have GOAT in their name. And Jimmy G is the reigning top 10 champion.
We all know that. You don't need to explain that.
You know, I'll have to admit that Jimmy G is actually one of the reasons why I'm having this battle of the bands. I've had a lot of people over the years say, hey, you ought to play our songs. But Jimmy actually said, hey, you ought to have a contest. And I finally said, you know, that is a good idea. And so we can all thank Jimmy G and do so by sitting back right now and listening to his song. It was from a band that he was in the 80s. They were called Fury, and the song is called Run From Your Life. Well, it's definitely got that 80s sound to it, Jimmy. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
Because the 80s were great and horrible all at the same time. You had stuff like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Metallica doing their best stuff. But then on the other hand, you had Poison and the Thompson Twins.
Yeah.
But Jimmy, I'm going to say you were on the Maiden side of things and say, well done, my friend. However, it's time for me to pick a winner of this go-round and decide who moves on to the second round. And I have chosen Brian in Myrtle Beach and his song Ninjas at the Drive-Thru as your winner. So congratulations, Brian. You live to compete another day. But thanks to everyone who sent me a song, and keep sending them and see if you've got what it takes to win the Battle of the Bands. Okay, here's a segment I haven't done for a while, and it's called Monty's Total Breakdown. That's right, Monty's Total Breakdown. It's where I take a song and I break it down and tell you what it's all about. And the selection for today is About Mrs. Leslie by Galactic Cowboys. Yeah, I'm doing this for JSN Armstrong on Facebook. He wanted to know the story behind this song, and so here we go.
All about Mrs. Leslie.
Now, I usually take on songs that I wrote or I know a lot about, but I had very little to nothing to do with the writing of this song, but I was there.
I am impressed.
We were starting to work on the songs for the Space in Your Face album, and I remember Alan bringing in the music to this song. And of course, I am all about a big, meaty, heavy riff, and so I was immediately into this one. I used my Hamer 12 string on this tune, and if you listen to the Howard Stern show, every now and then they use this as bumper music. Now, I'm sure what you're wanting to know is, who was Mrs. Leslie and what was the story behind this? Well, you'd probably get a better answer from Alan or Ben. But to the best of my recollections, Alan was the guy who came up with the title. I think he kind of wanted a Beatles, Eleanor Rigby kind of vibe to it. And then Ben started writing on the lyrics. And then when we were doing pre-production, Sam Taylor got involved. And I remember them sitting there kicking around ideas, and by the end they came up with a story that was about a little old lady who had a secret. What that secret is, I have no idea. I'll leave that up to you to decide. What I do know is that we had those big galactic harmonies on the chorus. Of course, in the middle of the song, it went into kind of this proggy thrash thing. Why, you may ask? Well, it's because that's what we did back then. Oh, what were we thinking? Well, I'll tell you what we were thinking. Outside the box.
It's so sick and twisted.
So there you go, a total breakdown of About Mrs. Leslie. It's still one of my favorite songs to play live, and in my opinion, one of the best galactic songs we ever recorded. It's time once again to gather the kids around the computer to check out what I've been listening to on my iPod.
Uncle! Michael!
Oh yeah, Uncle Monty's Listening Corner. And today I've got a couple of CDs from singers who were big back in the late 80s. First up is Sebastian Bach with his new CD, Give 'Em Hell. And then we'll check out the new Winger album, Better Days Coming. Which one is better? Well, let's find out. You know, I'd have to argue that of all the 80s metal hair bands, or whatever you want to call them, Skid Row was actually one of the better ones. They actually did some touring with Pantera, so they had to be kind of cool. And so I was a little bit interested to see what Sebastian Bach was going to do these days. And honestly, some of this stuff's not too bad. I don't care for his voice on everything. He gets a little King Diamond-y on a few songs. But the melodies and the songwriting kind of make up for it. And there's actually some pretty catchy stuff. Another thing I liked about this album is the guitar playing. He used guys like Steve Stevens and John Five on here, and some of the leads are just ripping. Yeah, see what I mean? Vocals are a little King Diamond-y. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
Next up, I couldn't resist. I had to check out the new one from Winger. Not because I'm a fan, because I was curious.
Yeah.
Of course, we all remember Winger from the late 80s, when you could write lyrics about underage girls, and instead of going to jail, you got a hit song.
Well, yeah.
I don't know that his lyrics are any better now, but I know one thing. Some of the music on this CD kind of makes me cringe just as much. Just a step away. Everything's okay. Turn around, all around the world. Better days coming. You're the sound. Just gotta listen now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, it's easy to take cheap shots at Kip Winger. But I gotta say, I met Kip Winger back in the 80s, and he was a nice guy. And as a musician, he's really talented. In fact, a lot more talented than I am. I just happen to think he writes stuff that's a little on the cheesy side. However, his band is great. He's still got Reb Beach on guitar and Rod Morgenstein on drums. And every time I hear the name Rod Morgenstein, I think of the time I was hanging out with Scott Ian from Anthrax. And Scott says, God, I remember Morgenstein playing with the Dixie Dregs and he was awesome. And now he's playing with that douchebag Winger.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a good laugh about that. And all these years later, he's still playing with that douchebag.
Yeah. That's right.
Whatever. I'm sure Kip's a great guy. But between the two CDs, I'm going to go with Sebastian Bach. It had a little bit harder edge to it. But if you like Winger, there might be a couple of tunes on here you might enjoy. So there you go, that's some of the new Winger. And like I said, I'm not a huge fan, but they are great musicians.
Yeah, and it doesn't make it any less sickening.
Now here's something I am a fan of. It's a new EP by a band called Alisana. And the only thing bad about it is that it's an EP. It's only got 7 songs on it, but I love them all. I've seen Alisana a couple of times and they're great live, and I've also got several of their albums. But I realize most of you out there probably don't like stuff like this. But if I can change the mind of just one person out there right now, I feel like I've done my job. Not that this is my job.
No, it's really not.
Come to think of it, I don't really make any money from this at all.
Yeah, it's so sad.
So why do I care if you like it? I do. So I think I'll play some more of it.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's the new EP from Alisana, and it's called The Decade. And I personally love it, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about it.
You jerk.
And this has been Uncle Monty's Listening Corner.
That's right, you're a jerk.
You know, we all get frustrated at times, and I'm no different. There's things that annoy me and aggravate me, and sometimes I've just got to get some stuff off my chest. And that's why I've come up with a brand new segment that's nothing like all the other segments, like my least favorite things or I'm just saying. No, this is completely different. And this segment is gonna be called Now That's Stupid. A segment dedicated to all the little things in life that just bug the hell out of me. For instance, did you hear that Britney Spears actually won a People's Choice Award for Best Pop Singer? Maybe these are the same people that thought that Donna Summer should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and Deep Purple, you're gonna have to wait a while.
Morons!
Or perhaps maybe they're the same people who sit at home and call their local FM radio station to request Sweet Child of Mine.
Losers.
Yeah, I actually heard this the other day. Some lady calls in to a station that plays nothing but Guns N' Roses, AC/DC and Ozzy all day and wants to hear Sweet Child of Mine.
This can't be real.
I thought, I've heard that song every day of my life since 1987, but somehow you've got to call in and request it. And of course the DJ was like, oh yeah, let's get it on right now. I don't have time to play anything new or obscure, but oh, I've got time to play something you've already heard 10 million times, and by the way, I was gonna play it anyway. I mean, seriously, in this day and age, why would anybody call a radio station to request a song? Do you not have a computer, or have you just given up on life? Unless I'm just driving to the grocery store, I don't even need to listen to an FM radio station. I've got this thing called an iPod.
I've never heard of anything like this before.
But speaking of driving, just going a couple of blocks can be frustrating for me. You see, Lindsay and I have to drive her kids to school because apparently they are incapable of riding a school bus. And for me, one of the hardest things about taking the kids to school are the school buses themselves. You see, because you're dealing with children who are riding those buses, the bus drivers feel like they can take as much time as they need. So around 7 o'clock every morning, you can just see me sitting there behind a school bus because it's illegal to just go ahead and drive around them.
It begins to drive me into a frustrated rage.
So not only have I grown to hate school buses, I've actually grown to hate the kids that ride them.
They're evil!
I mean, what is it with these little farts? They have no respect for anybody, especially me. And the other day, I'm driving along, and I see this little jerk in the middle of the street, and I have to slow down to the point where I almost come to a complete stop. And as I'm coasting by, he kind of looks at me like, whatever, old man, I'm a little punk, what are you gonna do about it? And for a brief second, I'm thinking, oh, I wish I could drive over the top of you.
It would be nice to see that.
But I didn't.
You didn't?
Because I can't.
Ah.
But there's no doubt about it, kids are a-holes. And at that age, they have no brains. But at least they have an excuse, which is more than I can say for most of the adults on the roadways.
Idiots.
For example, the other day I'm driving home and I hear this ambulance. And of course, we all know that if you hear a siren, you're supposed to kind of slow down and move over to the side and let them through. Well, the traffic is pretty thick, and I'm in the left-hand lane, and here comes the ambulance in the right-hand lane. But before I can do anything, the two cars in front of me just slam on their brake and stop right where they are. Well, fortunately, I did not hit them and nobody hit me. But really, where do these morons learn how to drive? I guess I missed the part in Driver's Ed where they said, if it rains, snows, or you hear a siren, just slam on those brakes.
Okay, I could do that.
Something else that's stupid is airport security. I understand that after 9/11 happened, there was a lot of concern. I get that. But now traveling on a plane has become one of the biggest hassles ever. Back in the 90s, I used to fly quite a bit, and it was relatively easy. You just put your bag on the conveyor belt and walk on through, and that was it. But last year when Lindsay and I flew to Vegas, we practically had to get naked at the airport. And they were going through all of our bags and opening stuff up. And one of the security agents sees this bottle of water that I just bought at the airport and says, oh no, you can't take that in. And I was like, what? I just bought it right over there. And they're like, I don't care. You can drink it here, but you're not taking that in. So whatever, I take the $3 bottle of water that I just bought and I throw it in the trash. But by the time we boarded the plane, we were just exhausted. We'd been scanned and groped, and everything we owned had been fingered. And it was all just so we could get on a plane.
Yeah, so?
Well, the other day I'm watching the news on TV, and I see this story about this 15, 16-year-old kid gets upset with his parents and decides he's going to go to the airport, jump over the fence, and then stow away in one of the wheel wells of a plane. And he somehow flies all the way to Hawaii before anyone discovered he was in there. So all that to say that I'm not really sure how that happened, but I do know that that kid would have had a lot harder time pulling that off if he would have been carrying a bottle of water.
Think about that!
And of course, there's a lot of stupid stuff on TV. I told you about that show I watched called Naked and Afraid, where they take a couple of naked people and throw them out in the jungle without food or water for 3 weeks. And some of those people have to tap out before it's done because they're just too miserable. They get dehydrated and sick, but they definitely have to use some survival skills. Unlike the other show that I watch called Survivor.
Ugh!
Yeah, I can't help it. It's a stupid show, I know, but I don't think I've ever missed an episode. And early on, the contestants actually had to endure a few things. They had to fish for food or kill a chicken or something. But I've noticed the past couple of seasons that these people are basically just on vacation. Yes, they're technically stuck on a tropical island. But when you have a reward challenge every other day that ends up with you having an all-you-can-eat buffet, you're not exactly roughing it. So yes, TV is stupid, and specifically Survivor.
It sucks!
Another thing that bugs me is people who say God bless you every time somebody sneezes.
There's nothing worse.
I'm fine if you want to do it once, that's okay, but after that, let it go. Especially when you're dealing with these people that can't seem to stop sneezing.
They're crazy people.
Myself, I'm like a 2 or 3 time sneezer. But then there's these people who, if they sneeze once, you know they're going to sneeze about 30 times in a row. And to those people, I say, now that's stupid. And instead of saying, God bless you, I think we ought to say something like, go to hell.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay, explain this to me. How does the owner of an NBA basketball team that has a black coach and primarily all black players end up being accused of being a racist?
Don't ask me, I don't know.
Well, maybe it's because his half-black girlfriend catches him on tape saying that he doesn't like black people.
Biatch!
Well, it made no sense to me, but even stupider than that was after Donald Sterling got banned for life from the NBA, the coach of the LA Clippers said, well, we're just glad it's over, and the team and I need time to heal. And upon hearing that, I thought, time to heal? No. People who lose loved ones or have their houses destroyed by fire or tornadoes, they need time to heal. You, on the other hand, are pretentious millionaires who get paid to play a game for a living. And just because some 80-year-old man says that he doesn't like the color of your skin, that shouldn't devastate you. I mean, what happened to phrases like, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me? I mean, I get it, Donald Sterling's a bad guy, but do we all have to be a bunch of complete pussies who are offended by everything?
The answer is yes.
So in my opinion, all those things that I just talked about are all stupid. But nothing, my friends, is as stupid as Facebook.
What?
It's addicting, it feeds our egos, and it's a colossal waste of time. And strangely, it's become a way of life for so many people who feel the constant need to share their thoughts, feelings, and videos of their favorite band.
What's wrong with that?
However, for me, it's just more of an endless supply of podcast material. And it's also led to one of the most popular segments I've ever done called Facebook Status Updates. So once again, here are some actual things that people have written on Facebook that I have read while wasting my life. Enjoy. God is not the problem. We are. His way is the solution, not ours. If you wear a shirt that says boner on it, you have reached a whole new level of douchiness. I went for a walk today, ate some cabbage soup for lunch, and I'm having a chicken sandwich for supper. And now I'm having a terrible craving for potato chips and a Coke. LOL. The Lord Jesus has forgiven me for so many outrageous offenses. How can I not forgive those who offend me? Is it wrong of me to instantly dislike seemingly carefree, happy, attractive people? People are hurting out there. We gotta try and be more kind and understanding. And the Porsche is paid off. No more car loans for me. And now I have sand in my flip-flops. Why? Unless there is a law above the laws of men, we are doomed to live our lives according to the mere power of consensus, neither of which require truth or goodness. My tits are so big, they need their own zip code. Ha ha! I am thinking about legally adding Nature Boy to my name. I spend way too much time watching old Alice Cooper videos when I'm drunk. I know the finger always points back at me. And sometimes it's the middle one. Cowards never start, the weak never finish, and winners never quit. If Eve doomed the human race for an apple, I ask you, what would she do for a Klondike bar? It snowed again today. Mother Nature is a dirty whore. And that is going to do it, my friends, for another episode of the Rockcast.
Great!
If you'd like to communicate with me, you can reach me at my website, montycalvin.net, where you can also find my CDs, t-shirts, and paintings. Or you can also find me at the before-mentioned Facebook. Thanks to everyone who has purchased my CDs, t-shirts, and paintings, and made kind donations. You're all awesome. And speaking of my artwork, a cool Rockcast listener named Iris North wrote an article about my artwork on planetmosh.com. It's a really nice interview. She asked me some really intelligent questions, and I appreciate it, Iris. And if you want to find out more about how I do the painting stuff, well, go check that out.
Okay, I'll do it.
It's a good read.
But I won't like it.
I'm going to take you out right now with one of my favorite songs. It's off of a great CD by one of my favorite bands right now, Ice Nine Kills. And I hope you enjoy it.
It's not very likely.
But that's going to do it for me for now. But until next time, this is Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me. And
rock on.
I'm 6 feet below this burning wreckage of the life we used to know. Now all the hope we had is dying. I followed through, and just like a pod would, all the moves that I would make would be at your decree. But every second spent with you has meant nothing at all. And now the gloves are off, let's tear apart all our poison memories. I know I'm better off alone, 'cause I'm 6 feet below this burning wreckage. Life we used to know, now all the hope we had is dying. From the moment we started, every word you said made me feel that this was real, but still I was guarded. Not the first time I had fallen prey to this cliche. Every second spent with you has meant nothing at all. I'm left talking to myself when
this has been Monty's Rockcast.
That's it.